Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello and welcome to IRL UK Podcast, the podcast obsessed with real life stories. I'm Rhiannon.
Hey, I'm Anna.
We're back.
We had a bit of a fall. We had a falling out. No, we didn't really. Wouldn't that be the greatest piece of IRL gossip if you and me fell out?
Only if there was like a really big fight and like a shark got punched.
Fight! Yeah, like a full... I'd like to brawl with you, but not while you're pregnant. I would never do anything to hurt you or your baby.
I'm going to take
Because I would finish you, let's be honest.
Oh! I was about to take the flak for no IRL last week, but now I won't.
I will defeat you.
No, it is my fault.
No, it's not. It's everyone's fault.
Tired and pregnant.
Look, she's carrying a child, the second coming, as I like. Well, third coming, as I was the second coming.
Yeah.
But, you know.
How's that going?
I'm doing good work. Okay. Just eating a lot of fish, passing out a lot of loads.
Passing it out.
Yeah. It's a 24/7 job, which I didn't sign up for, but that's fine.
I didn't expect to start this podcast with you proclaiming
no
to
one
be
did.
Jesus too.
Nobody did, Rhiannon.
What would you be called, Jesus too?
I've always wanted to be called Jesus.
Jesus.
Because that just seems like a better version.
Jesus Dues.
Jesus Due.
Yeah.
Por favor. So something to think
that
about.
That sounds more Latin.
I mean, because I know Latin, obviously, loads of it. But yeah, so we were off last week. Sorry about that. But look, we're back. Yeah. We're better than ever. We're having a good time.
And loads of stories.
Yeah, that is one good thing about missing a week is that we have the pick of stories. Saying that, though, now the stories have to be excellent. I'm worried that they're not. Because I'm still using the stories that I had lined up for last week.
I've got a good one, so don't worry.
Ole! That's good news. But what stories are they, Rhiannon? Why are we here?
We're here because we love real life stories.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just going to say it, vagina beer.
Ooh, yeah. Just anything crazy. It's always hard to think of specifics, but anything up your bum bum. Things made out of vagina stuff.
Drugs are funny, aren't they?
Drugs can be funny. They can be funny. just anything that you would read in a real life magazine, like Take a Break, Pick Me Up, Chat, Reveal. They're all ones, aren't they?
Yeah.
And then on the weird news circuit of the internet, not to be mistaken with the dark web. Do not go there.
No.
Unless you actually have to.
This is our weekly warning not to go in the dark web.
No judgment. This is a no judgment zone. If you need to buy organs or you want to sell your own organs, then I'm absolutely not here to judge. Do what you need to do. But yeah, so just stupid stuff that has actually happened in real life that you're like, that can't have happened in real life. And it's like, yeah, that did happen in real life.
Yeah.
So just deal with it.
Why don't you deal with it?
Why don't you just deal with it?
Yeah.
So that's what we're doing.
I was speaking to someone today about what was my original true love of a real life story.
Yeah.
The classic, I thought it was backache, but I was going into labour.
Oh, that is...
When people don't know they're pregnant.
When Sonia Jackson gave birth in that toilet cubicle, just mere moments after putting her trumpet down, I just thought, yeah, this is the beginning of something special. Admittedly, not real life.
No.
I will be reminded of that many, many times, but...
It does happen. But
the amount of people that think they're pregnant, that don't realise they're pregnant and then give birth, it blows my mind.
Yeah.
Oh, God, that will never not be interesting to me. So bravo.
But none of that today.
No, but do you know what my favourite one is? That actually is my worst one, but I think about it all the time.
Oh,
the woman that started throwing up her own shit.
Oh, I know.
I think about it all the time.
How many times a day?
I will remind you that her husband left her because her breath stank.
Oof.
That is my number one worst but most favouritist real life story.
Would you just end it all if that happened to you?
Oh, I think I'd have to. I know that's mean because that is a condition and the name of it I cannot remember. But I think I'd have to look into
something. Do you know what it is? Sometimes it's just extreme constipation.
And it's just bubbling up to the surface.
Yeah.
Oh, that
quite common in the elderly, I understand, from one of our medical sources that we know.
Does it actually happen quite a lot?
I don't know about
more
a lot.
More often than you'd imagine.
Yeah.
I'm gonna do some research in that and then throw
really?
Up my own poop.
Probably. I don't know if that's a good idea
no,
for you
right.
to do
Let's
that.
Not do that. Anyway, let's not dwell on that because, quite honestly, my stomach's gone funny even just thinking about it.
Drop me. What?
I've probably got it.
Yeah, it's coming. I've
got it.
Don't do it in front of me.
No, promise. I'd never do that to you, Rihanna. I'd never want to put you out like that.
Shall I start while you're settling your stomach?
I'm having some squash. Unsurprisingly.
Oh, lovely. This is one of these great stories that's been going around. People have said we should be doing this, and I'm glad we're back this week so we can.
We're doing a viral. Are we doing a viral? I don't know what you're
about
to tell
me. I've got two virals
today. Oh, she's gone viral crazy. She's like one of them young people.
First one. Vagina beer made with essence of hot underwear models goes on sale for the first time. I feel like I scrambled that a bit.
Do you want to try again, baby brain?
Vagina beer made with essence of hot underwear models goes on sale for the first time.
Great. Yeah, because I thought you said something about onions at some point. And yeah, that just made it a ton worse, but yeah, fine.
So do you remember the vagina bread?
I'm afraid I do, Rhiannon. I'm afraid I do remember that. Yeah.
This is the basic same. A beer made from the vaginal lactic acid of hot underwear models. Ugh. Is there lactic acid up there?
I don't know. I thought
it's just yeast they will take it.
Don't know. What's hot? The models or the underpants?
The underwear models.
Oh, I thought
underwear
they were were boiling up the pants. Oh, they probably. I don't know how you make it.
Imagine vaginal lactic acid of hot underwear models. Yeah, has gone on sale in Poland.
Of course.
It's been launched by a brewery known as Order of Yoni from the Polish capital of Warsaw.
Is there any chance you could translate what that name means?
Yoni is the Sanskrit word for female genitals, Anna. Oh.
Of course it is. Duh.
You thought I wasn't going to know what to say.
Duh, duh, duh.
Here's a girl sipping it, looking like she's enjoying it. Would you want to drink that if that was made out of your own vagina?
I wouldn't want to drink it if it was made out of anyone's vagina. Obviously, probably more if it was my... Wait. Would you rather drink it if it was your own or someone else's? You can pick whoever you like.
Yeah, I'm like, who do I think has got clean vagina? No, I guess my own.
Just no one's is the answer. You fail. The answer is death.
Customers can now buy the beer, not death, and taste the essence of good-looking models at various pubs after its debut at the end of July. The brewery's website colourfully describes the sensations customers might expect from the beer, saying... Imagine the woman of your dreams, the object of your desire, her charm, her sensuality, passion.
No.
Now you can... Oh my God, I'm going to be sick. Now you can try how she tastes.
Ugh.
Feel her smell.
No.
Hear her voice.
Why would I feel her
Why
smell,
are
you
trying
morons?
How she tastes, feeling how she smells?
Stupid bastards.
Hearing her voice, at least that's right.
Yeah, but also you can't hear her voice.
Oh God, it gets worse.
Oh, it can't.
Now... Imagine her giving you a passionate massage and gently whispering anything you'd like to hear. Now free your fantasies and imagine all of that can be encompassed in a bottle of beer.
That's not true.
And another picture of a hot model licking.
What I would say is, where's the proof that the models are hot and it's not just a bunch of Polish grandmas sat round in a hut?
Do you watch Orange is the New Black?
I do, but I haven't seen any of the new series, so no spoilers.
It's not new.
Though I had to write about it all this week, so I do actually know everything that happens, which is a real bummer.
Oh, God.
It's cool. No biggie.
Because they all wear knickers and send them off, don't they?
Do you know what? One thing I've always said I would happily do for a bit of extra cash, phone sex and sell my pants.
I think phone sex is a lot more involved than you're realising.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Can't I just say, ooh, yeah.
What, and hear a horrible, fat, awful man
about
on the other
it.
End?
Doesn't affect me at all.
Imagine the things. Sometimes I read sentences out to you and you think you ought to be sick.
Yeah, but the money.
Yeah, that's true.
Money. I could do anything for money. Remember that, listeners.
However, one of the first customers who tasted the beer, Gregor Majewski, was not overly impressed, saying...
This woman sounds ugly.
Saying it costs the same as a normal... Oh. It costs the same as a bottle of wine. £5? No, mate. Where are you buying your wine?
What the... Poland.
He said people... Yeah, Poland. People will try it out of curiosity, but I don't think it will be a regular addition on the table of beer lovers.
No. Just have a lovely, distinctly average Foster's, won't you?
I've just seen it. Really made me laugh.
Okay, we'll share the joke.
A promotional video made for the beer shows a large brown bottle with a sticker being peeled back, showing a photo of a model in underwear with the name Pauline.
Oh my God! Like they do at Lush. Other soap shops are available. Every time you buy something at Lush, there's a sticker on it that said "Made lovingly by Pete in Guernsey."
Does it?
Yeah, they're all different. Go in there. Don't go in there.
This is exactly like that. The label says you are drinking the essence of Pauline.
Pauline? No offence to any listeners that are called Pauline, but is she a Polish woman?
Essence of Pauline. Don't know. Showing a diagram of two people having intercourse and a caption saying the best sex position when drinking beer. Don't understand that joke. But Pauline did make me laugh.
Yeah. Is she hot? Is there a photo of her?
No.
Great.
The website is quite ambiguous and just says the secret of the beer lies in her vagina.
Great news.
Using high-tech microbiological techniques, guessing a dildo,
yeah,
we isolate, examine and prepare lactic acid bacteria from the vagina of a unique woman.
Yeah, because isn't that what the woman with the who made the soda bread, she was just shoving it up and scraping it. I'm going to throw up. That was the one. That was the final straw for me.
Order of you only have reassured customers. The ladies have been totally checked.
Oh, God, I hadn't even thought of that.
Yeah. Before the bacteria was removed.
But this is all, like, just trusting this company. The girls are hot.
Yeah.
B, they haven't got nothing.
I know, it's not just okay if the girls are hot. God.
But they're telling us they're hot.
Yeah,
if they're not hot, then I'm not buying it. I'm not buying it if it's a fucking 87-year-old grandma.
Oh, you're so ageist.
I am ageist, and I don't want to drink beer that's got any ladies in it. Is that too much to ask?
It's not.
Fine. So where is this available for people that would like to purchase?
Poland,
great. So just if you could send a postal order to Poland and then just tell us how many kegs you want.
Postal order.
That thing? P.O. Box, Poland, 128659. People want to drink red liquid found in 2,000-year-old sarcophagus.
Oh.
Makes me feel rough as can be, this story. A couple of weeks ago, archaeologists risked unleashing the seven plagues of Egypt upon our world when they cracked open a 2,000-year-old sinister black sarcophagus found buried under the sands of Alexandria. Where's that?
Guess in Egypt.
Sure. Speculation was rife as to what was inside the alabaster coffin. That's the shade of foundation I use. Alabaster.
I thought it was called alabaster coffin. That would have been better.
No, oh my God, that would have been incredible.
Shall we? This is going to be too good an idea to share with the listeners.
Shit.
I'm going
to
do it.
You'll have to edit that out, but we don't know how.
Shall we start a goth line and make up with names like alabaster coffin?
What else? Use milk.
Black as your soul.
Like them? That doesn't seem like...
Eyeliner, black as your soul.
Oh, okay, I was going to say. I thought
not face.
Risky business.
I'm not suggesting people black up.
Please don't suggest that. What else? What's white and pale?
Pustules.
Great. Yeah, this isn't going to take off, guys. If you want to take this business over, I can imagine we're probably not going
to
do this.
Anyway, back to the start of The Mummy, which apparently is happening in real life.
I love The Mummy films, by the
way. Which version? I like the Brendan Fraser ones get forgotten.
All of them. Though I did watch the Tom Cruise one recently, a bit unrealistic, I thought.
Terrible, when Russell Crowe turns up.
Bit surprising. Speculation was rife as to what was inside the alabaster coffin, with people guessing everything from the remains of Alexander the Great to a deadly magical curse. I love curses. I fucking love them.
You love
curses? I mean, I don't want one on me, but I love the idea of them. I just think it's a great idea.
I was just double checking.
Thankfully, when archaeologists lifted the sinister sarcophagus lid, what they found was far more mundane than the decaying skeleton of a golden god or an evil enchantment.
Disappointing.
Yeah. Inside were three skeletons who, due to their wounds, are believed to have been military officials, floating in a red liquid officials have described as sewage.
They were floating in a red liquid? Yeah. That's disgusting.
Look, it just looks like a stock, a bone, like a bone broth.
Stock. I hate bone broth, you know. Why does everyone think that's
nice? Stinks of old wet bones. Mm. Of course, because it's 2018 and self-control is an impulse from a more civilised age, people took one look at the red liquid and thought, gosh, I'd like to drink that.
For fuck's sake.
Perhaps we spoke too soon when we said disturbing the warrior's resting place hadn't unleashed a curse on the land because it seems rampant stupidity's on the rise. Blimey. Just one day after the coffin was opened, those desperate to taste the red swill of poop, pee and God knows what else set up a change.org
red
petition.
Red swill.
Yes, yeah, swill. Not one swill. For me. It was a change.org petition titled "Let People Drink the Red Liquid from the Dark Sarcophagus." Do you think they could have come up with something?
That's the end of change.org. I'm sick of these stupid petitions.
I'm not sure I care for anything on there. No. Is that bad to say that?
No.
According to their fucking hell. Give me one second. According to their petition, those who want to drink the unholy mixture of human excrement and corpse juice believe drinking the red liquid will allow whoever drinks it to assume its powers and finally die, it says.
Just to die.
I just want to die. I've had enough of this cruel, cruel world. Mm. They wrote, "We need to drink the red liquid from the cursed dark sarcophagus in form of some sort of carbonated energy drink so we can assume its powers and finally die." I think they're thinking about making a monster drink out of it. Or a Red Bull. Other energy drinks are available. At the time of writing, 5,186 sewage-starved people had signed the petition. The petition's creator, who goes by the name Innes MC, not really sure why, revealed in an insightful and well-thought-out comment why he wanted to drink the red liquid, and I think we'll all agree he's got a point. "Please stop trying to tell me the skeleton juice is mostly sewage. That's impossible. Everyone knows skeletons cannot poop." He's got a very, very good point.
Decomposed bodies, can they?
Oh, well, actually, isn't that a thing when you die, you poop?
Yeah.
Oh, that is going to be so fucking embarrassing. So bad. Because I think about this all the time. I've brought this up before. You've got to always look your best, because if you die, that is your ghost outfit forever.
You always love when you say that.
Forever.
Forever.
I read something good the other day as well.
Is that why you curl your hair sometimes?
Yeah, it's because I always like to look my best. I always have makeup on.
Yeah.
Also, I read somewhere the other day, I think it was just a funny tweet. Someone said, "Why is it that when a place is haunted, it's always haunted by someone from the 1700s? Why isn't it just some girl shouting, 'It's Britney, bitch,' from 2007? I just thought, yeah, why is it always like olden days people?
That's another business. Let's write that screenplay.
Let's do it. It's Britney, bitch.
Would you rather drink the red swill or the vagina beer?
Well, I do like alcohol, and I don't like poop.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go with the old
Pauline old juice.
Beer. I'm going to go with Pauline special sauce. So anyway, he said skeletons can't poop, so there you go.
Fine.
Truly one of the great thinkers of the 20th century, I think you'll agree. For the record, experts don't think the skeletons had a few accidents over the two millennia. They've been waiting... the two millennia they've been in that box. Why is it so hard to be alive today? The sarcophagus has a crack on its right side, which allowed the sewage to leak in over the years and cause the mummy's inside to decompose.
Oh.
For the record, I can't believe I have to write this. This writer says, "Drinking sewage is exceptionally bad for your health, so please do not do it. According to the Environment Protection Agency in the US, an average of 7 million people a year suffer from illnesses caused by exposure to sewage.
Oh, my God.
And of those 7 million, 7% become severely or fatally ill." Bummer.
Yeah, and if you drink this one, you'll also become a bad mummy.
A ghost! Yeah, you'll become Tom Cruise's mate, whatever her name was. Was she a hottie? I feel like she was a hottie.
Mm.
Oh my God, Anna, it's not all about being a hot woman. What's the matter with me? I'm like a bloke. I'm like a lasmag bloke.
You are disgraceful.
I'm out of control. It's all about what's inside, Rhiannon. I've always said that.
This is all about what's on the outside, Anna.
And go for that, because no one gives a shit about your personality.
I really want to make sure I don't mess up this headline. "That's no unicorn, it's a donkey with a dildo on its head."
This doesn't seem like the sort of story that you would usually do, Rhiannon.
No.
Because I get the feeling it's bullshit.
No, it's not okay, bullshit, fine. It's a Sunday Sport exclusive.
Oh, you're right, sorry. I thought it was from somewhere that we cannot trust.
And look, that is a picture of donkey with a dildo on
its I've seen this doing the rounds and I could not be happier to see it.
Three people, I've just pressed something to archive this screenshot, so I'll have that for the rest of the time.
Great.
Three people sent this to me. Three fine. Separate people.
Brilliant. Well, then it has to
what
be
does
done.
What say about us?
You're doing what people need, and I love that about you.
"Keen to prove what a good parent she is, Marjorie Phillips spent £700 hiring a unicorn for daughter Meghan's third birthday party."
Where did she think a unicorn was going to come from?
That's what I wanted to. So where did she think £700 is going to come from?
Also, yeah, that's a lot of money.
A lot of money.
God, how old was the little girl? What birthday was it, did it say? I mean, irrelevant at this point.
Three.
Just saying, I'd have passed the parcel with that. Me and my brother was forced to stay in with me for once. It was pretty depressing. It was just me and him.
But the divorce trend analyst... Oh, she was probably competing with her ex.
Oh, classic divorcee action.
Almost had a fit when the magical beast arrived and turned out just to be a donkey with a dildo strapped to its head.
Not even like a nice white horse or anything.
We will tweet this picture, Hannah, won't we? Because it's gorgeous. Too good.
What kind of dildo are we talking?
Bright pink.
Oh, that's fine.
Floppier than you'd want from a dildo.
Oh, that is disappointing.
Marjorie, who lives in a £400,000 three-bed house in Milton Keynes.
What the fuck? She got so much money. It'll say at some point. If I know the Sunday Sport, like I think I do.
I got the unicorn from a Facebook ad.
Great.
Obviously, I wasn't expecting a real unicorn. Oh. But I thought it would be something like a horse with an elephant's tusk nailed to its head.
Yeah, that seems fair.
Marjorie!
Let me just screw this into its
so
brain.
So many things wrong with that sentence.
Let's get that cranium cracked open.
With some illegal ivory.
Oh, yeah. Then I didn't even thought of that.
Then this chap came slouching round the corner. What a good phrase.
I don't trust him already.
Leading a donkey.
Drinking a fanny beer.
I could see it had something stuck on its head, and then it struck me, not literally.
That's great.
It was a dildo.
Of course it was.
All the children were waiting for the unicorn, and I tried to hurry them all inside. Have you ever tried herding 20 excited three-year-olds?
Away from a sex aid.
I asked the man with the donkey what he was playing at. He didn't speak a word of English.
Oh, bloody foreigners coming in stealing our donkeys.
No need for xenophobia, Marjorie.
I know, right? Come on, Marjorie.
I took a photo as evidence and sent the man on his way. The party was ruined, of course. Several mothers said it was very damaging for Megan. Oh, who's Megan?
Who's Megan?
For Megan, for her mum to... the kid.
Yeah, sure.
For Megan, for her mum to promise something and not deliver. Something about her having trust issues when she's older.
Oh, fuck off.
Shut up, Freud.
What do you know?
The next day I went to Trading Standards to complain, and the staff there seemed to think there was something amusing about a donkey with a dildo on its head.
Nothing funny about child abuse. I've always said that.
Marjorie, 31, added, Megan's father and that airhead he shacked...
Told you were right.
And that airhead he shacked up with think it's hilarious. But everything's ruined. Everything. I'd hoped to share pictures of Megan riding her magical unicorn. I guess that's the horse with ivory staple in its head. On social media so everyone could see how much I'd spent on her birthday.
Oh, you little shit, Marjorie.
But all my plans are in tatters. I couldn't picture my daughter on a donkey with a plastic phallus. I'd be crucified on mum's net.
Mm-hmm.
Marjorie is now seeking compo through the local no claims court.
Well, that is just fantastic news for, not for Megan, but for Megan's father and her airhead stepmother.
Yeah.
Who sound like pretty reasonable people from the teeny tiny sentence.
They didn't hire a donkey with a dildo.
That reminded me of that, because you said mum's net, reminded me of that. We must have done that story where that guy, Dick...
Penis Beaker.
Yeah, Penis Beaker.
Yeah.
We should return to that one day.
I love Penis Beaker.
I think it's an important staple of every bedroom, myself. I don't, by the way, and I think nobody should have one of those. No one has one of those. Do you have one of those?
No, okay, just because checking. I don't have sex, as we've already discussed.
Well, you must have had sex once, or we got big problems.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh my God, I'm Jesus, you are Mary. This is the day I've
you
been waiting for.
You are my prodigal son, I hope not.
This is the day I've been waiting for all our lives. Chinese woman has a live tapeworm pulled out of her eye after eating uncooked exotic meats.
Oh, fuck's sake.
It's just not what I want.
That's made me feel so sick.
I know, and it's just going to get so much worse. A woman who is fond of eating wild animals has had a live, just to remind you, a live, beating heart, if a tapeworm has a heart, probably, got a pulse, has had a live tapeworm pulled out of her eye socket after contracting an infection.
Why did the word socket make that worse?
Yeah, I don't know. It's much worse, isn't it? The 2-inch long worm, like that.
Fuck me.
You can't see, but just do it yourself. You can figure it out. The 2-inch long worm could have travelled around her body before ending up in her brain. That's got to be pretty bad for you. The doctors from a hospital in Jingshou, China, are claiming... doctors also believe that Mrs. Yang had ingested the tapeworm after eating uncooked exotic meats.
Fuck's
God,
sake.
It really is an ugly one. Do you want to see it?
Go on then, yeah.
Looks like a bit of old tripe.
Oh!
Yeah. Next, the patient, Miss Yang, had been feeling uncomfortable in her right eye for nearly a month. I just wonder if it after a day, if my eye feels a bit tapewormy, I'm going to go and see someone.
I'm going to pop to Specsavers
real quick. According to Jingsao TV, she visited an eye hospital in Nantong in Jingsao province.
Very good.
Thank you. In July, after her eyes began to swell.
Fuck me.
Doctors claim that the swelling could have been caused by an inflammation or a benign tumour. She fucking wishes. Ophthalmologist Dr. Gong Yigang suggested Miss Yang should undergo an operation to have the lump removed. However, while performing the surgery, Dr. Gong found a wiggly tapeworm in Miss Yang's eye instead. It was about 5 centimetres, that's if you're still working with them. Is that metric or is the inches?
That's metric.
Yeah, so for the young people, yeah, centimetres, yeah. Which is 2 inches, yeah. Mm. When it was pulled out, Dr. Gong told Jingsao TV. Miss Yang, who comes from... Great, another one. Who comes from Guiyang? Do you think that's right? I think it is right. Told the doctor she liked eating exotic animals, especially when the meat was barbecued.
That's her own fault then.
Yummy. I had eaten snakes before. I'm not sure if this could be the reason for this. Dr. Gong explained that Ms. Yang could have taken in the tapeworm's larvae. I know you like the word larvae. After eating uncooked meat. I thought she was fucking barbecuing it up with a nice braise and potato salad. Oof. The larvae, just that word again if you wanted it. The larvae then hatched in her body, grew and became trapped in her eye.
So there might be more. Another one might come out of her nose tomorrow.
Probably shit tums. All up in her brain, all around her mouth. In her heart, probably. No. The worm could have moved across the intestines and travelled across her body. It could even have gone into her brain.
Defo being her bum.
Ms. Yang was given a magnetic resonance imaging. Just say MRI first. Put that bit in brackets and just put MRI first.
That might come up in a quiz one day and now you know.
Here's hoping. That sounds like a really fun quiz though. Make sure you invite me to that pub quiz. She was given an MRI after the operation to ensure no larvae or worm was still there. She's waiting to hear the results. We don't know yet.
Don't know.
We'll keep you updated.
We won't.
We absolutely won't. Dr. Gong says she can go home within a week if all the results are fine. There won't be. There's larvae everywhere. There's shitloads of larvae just up and around her face. Bound to be.
Out of her lips.
Coming out of her lips. You know where else. You know where there's an orifice. Right down the front there.
Thanks to everybody who didn't see Anna just point at her crotch.
Oi, don't talk about my crotch without asking first. That's rude.
Don't point at it.
Don't be a baby.
Fine. It's a quick one, but I just enjoy it.
Fine. There's no wrong or right story, Rhiannon. No.
Florida. Look. Florida woman on drugs runs naked in park.
Fine.
To escape giant spider.
I have been there, and it is scary.
Police say a naked woman who was running through a St. Petersburg, Florida, is it Florida? Yeah, park told them she had been doing drugs. She'd taken her clothes off to get away from a giant spider.
I think she's done a lot of drugs. Does it say what drugs? Gotta be crack.
It's coming.
Give me the meth. Oh. Yeah. All the big ones.
St. Petersburg police officers responded to Bartlett Park at 2:13 p.m. on Sunday and found Danielle Delora's Teeples, 40, completely nude in the park. Two in the afternoon, that is.
Oh, good, because I was about to ask what time she'd stopped doing the drugs.
Witnesses told police that Teeples had been acting erratically, aside from the nakedness. And rubbing her hair and breasts while screaming and running between two trees.
Just back and forth. What the fuck?
Rubbing her boobs. There were numerous people at the park at the time. There were numerous people at the park at the time of the incident, and vehicles on 4th Street South were slowing down and honking at Teeples after they saw her running around in the nude.
Rubbing her breasts between two trees.
Teeples allegedly told police she'd recently taken spice, crystal meth, and crack cocaine.
If I know my drugs, which I absolutely do not, they're the worst, they're the grossest ones.
All together.
Apart from crocodile, which you know I'm a big fan of.
Oh, we haven't talked about crocodile for ages.
I'm going to Google image that later. I love that. It's my favourite hobby.
When I leave.
Okay.
She said she believed a giant spider was on her, so she took her clothes off to get away from it And she told officers even she was disturbed by her behaviour.
This is what I don't get about, like, don't get me wrong, I'm not cool, I haven't done a lot of drugs in my time. What I don't get is why anyone would want to hallucinate. That to me is not a good time. That to me is not a party.
And maybe if she'd just taken one of them, she might have had fun.
I just don't know why you'd ever want to see something that you're not... Do you know what I mean? That is my worst nightmare.
If I woke up after a dream where a giant spider had been all over me...
I don't want it. No. I don't want it.
Police say she then refused to put her clothes back on.
Well, of course she did. There's a big fucking spider in her pocket. Come on.
Just in case you're wondering, she was arrested on... She's got
a baby in her belly kicking about.
She was arrested on the charge of exposure of sexual organs, which apparently is something... In America.
It's frowned upon, at least. I don't want to see your groin. Not in a million years. I don't want to see you rubbing your breasts either, but I don't know what the rules are about that.
No.
Well, I hope she's all right. I hope she's all right. It does sound like a bit of a nightmare, but also a great time, depending on what you're into. I've picked this particular story because it's from Colchester, and I love to represent.
You love it.
I'm very proud. Paint which stinks of urine has ruined our £35,000 extension.
Oh.
That is just such a Colchester problem.
How much they pay for the extension?
35k.
Been mugged off.
Been right mugged off. Jenny Ballard has shelled out for the new ground floor area of her living room at her house on Ipswich Road in Colchester. Very nice road.
Don't go near it now, smells of piss.
It's absolutely fucking hums. With the intention of creating a long-awaited games room for her two children. Spoilt. But she now fears she has been sold faulty Valspar paint from, and I will name and shame, B&Q.
Oh.
The DIY giants were forced to compensate customers last year when the product began to smell of ammonia once it dried and was exposed to heat.
I do not remember this.
I personally think that the smell of... hot piss after the weekend down an alley is my 100% worst smell.
That I'll take that poop. And I'll raise you when you have to sit next to a man on the bus who clearly has like piss on their hands or shorts.
Shorts? What, just waft coming out the...
Yeah.
Oh, I hadn't even really... No, I think I'd still... I think I'd take the junk smell over the old hot...
But it's all hot, warm piss.
I don't know, there's something about it in an alleyway.
Oh.
Because it used to be like the way I used to walk to work. I used to have to go down an alleyway every fucking morning. And on like a Friday or a Monday, the smell was like crazy.
Oh, God.
It's just my worst stench. Where was I? Though, I also don't like lavender. But that's not quite the same.
No.
The production company said that the issue had been fixed by re-adding an additive which had been removed from the formula. She's not happy though.
No.
But Mrs. Ballard believes she was sold a faulty batch when she went into the store in Lightship Way, Colchester. The family began to smell something was wrong by the end of the week. She said, I wanted a white paint, but something which is durable and that would be able to scrub, because I know children and white don't mix. They don't mix, Mrs. Fair. Ballard agreed. This was advertised as something which would clean easily and I could get stains out. As I wanted white, this is quite a lot of this story is very dull. Just to let you know, as I wanted white, I did not need it mixed. So picked up pots for around £80. How irrelevant to the story. The builders put it up the next day and a few days later we started to notice the smell when it had dried out. It smelt strongly of urine, but it comes and goes. But when it comes, it is really bloody bad. I'll tell you that for free. Mrs. Ballard bought a dehumidifier to try to get rid of the stench and even suspected one of her pet dogs had messed themselves when she was trying to find the source of the problem.
Doggo.
I bet the dog was like locked out of the house for an evening because of that. He's going, I'm innocent. Oh, I'm innocent. It wasn't me. But she began to realise it was the paint when she was cleaning the inside of the windows of her new extension and researched the paint she had bought. Articles appeared saying B&Q and Valspar had experienced the problem. The 36-year-old added, I went to the store and they put me on the phone to Valspar and said I need to email them pictures with the batch number. I'm extremely angry.
You can't smell pictures.
No, it's pointless. There is advice online about using a paint remover, but there are mixed reviews about how well it works. It's quite expensive, but some people were saying it doesn't work and the smell is still there. It might be the walls now. need completely replastered. Oh. I'm absolutely fuming. Catering manager Mrs. Ballard said the unplanned nature of the extension has left them without use of their entire downstairs. We are now having to sit upstairs in the evening, she said. The smell has spread everywhere downstairs. It's bad for the children and the dogs as well. The dogs don't like the stink either. We have worked so hard to pay for it. Me and my husband work hard for our money. And B&Q have said, soz about that. Well, let's look into it. Get rid of your pissy old walls. Isn't that sad, though? That she works sad. Hard for her money.
She works hard for the money.
Oh, what song is that? Yeah, but isn't she a prostitute?
Oh.
I mean, she... I don't know. I think she's working harder than the rest of us for her money.
Yeah.
Personally.
Yeah.
I'm not taking that.
Doing the worst of all deeds, some might say.
I think we'd all agree that having sex is revolting. It's a means to an end, Rhiannon. If you want to start a family, you've got to get things going. It's got to be
done. Right, that's the end.
That has gone quickly, and what fun we've had. What a glorious time we've had. I think we can all agree with that.
If you want to see a picture of a donkey with a dildo in its head, Anna.
And I know you do.
Or Pauline.
Yes.
Where do you go?
Well, if you would like to get in touch with us on social media or see any of these things, I am trying really hard to get back on it. Sorry, I've just fallen. I know, it's just such a shit excuse. I'm sorry. I've just fallen out of the loop a bit and I'm a bit floppy and everything's fallen to pieces.
Could also Google it, you know.
You could Google it. No, sorry, I have been shit on social media and I really am sorry. I've been very busy at work and I know everyone's very busy, but hopefully it won't be as busy now. So we're going to do some social media-ing. If you'd like to find us on social media, you can find us on Instagram and Twitter at @IRL_UK_podcast. Mm-hmm. And if you'd also like to get us on Facebook, also known as Facebook, you can search for us in the search bar, IRL UK podcast. If you want to review us on iTunes, that'd be super great as well, but only if you're going to give us 5 stars. Because otherwise, what's the point?
No point.
There's no point otherwise. I think that's about it. But yes, we promise to get back on social media. Sorry. Oh God, so shit. Bit embarrassing.
Yeah.
But please accept our apologies for that. I am bowing down to you, but you can't see. But Rhiannon will corroborate. Is that a word? Corroborate.
Corroborate.
Corroborate that I'm in fact doing that.
Yeah.
So we will do that. But it's been an absolute pleasure to be back with you guys. Sorry about last week.
Sorry. Thank you for listening and sticking with us.
And thank you for listening and sticking with us. It's our absolute pleasure to come to your needs every week. I don't know what I'm talking
to
about.
To come into your ears.
Come straight into your ears, deep and hard.
Oh, and you made that girthily. Anna.
What's the matter with you? You're disgusting. You've got sex on the brain.
Okay.
Yes, I think that's it. Do you want to say goodbye, Rhiannon? I can't be stopped.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.